Let's sit down once again with Matt Stringer, the Chief Executive of RNIB, for another weekly update. Matt, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, Alan. Nice to speak to you.
So a few topics to look at today. Let's start first of all, though, with, well, we're going to mention the RNIB budget. I think it's important to let people know perhaps how sure of footing the charity is on going forward.
We just had the meetings in March culminating in our board meeting in which we signed off the budget and the plan for the next 3 years, but with a real focus on the detail for next financial year. And as you've intimated in your question, I think, the good news is, we're in good nick as we go into next year. We've weathered the challenges the last couple of years. And whilst life isn't easy and there's a real focus on, generating income and making sure we manage our costs as tightly as possible, we're going into next year with some confidence, actually, really about putting the focus of the organisation into delivering on our strategy, which is to really go out and make society work much better for blind and partially sighted people through a variety of work we're doing around employment, around education, around technology, around design, working with a lot of partners within the health service sort of arena on the iHealth pathway. It's quite a bit of work around campaigning. We've talked in the last few weeks on various things, Alan, but the launch of the VI curriculum framework a couple of weeks ago was evidence of this. We're starting to see people move into work through the work we're doing around employment. We've talked about, Navalens technology at Euston Station as part of our design work. And so we've got a very strong rolling start into the next financial year, but the budget and plan was signed off last week.
Good news to start with, Matt. The third sector really coming together now in support of people in Ukraine. We've spoken over the past couple of weeks for RNIB and some of the support that's been given there. And you have an update for us on that?
So we've been putting some money into the European Blind Union, who are the sort of umbrella organisation for all the sort of national societies. And they clearly have, good knowledge of the societies in the countries adjoining Ukraine, so in Romania, Poland, Moldova, Bulgaria, Slovakia, etc., all of whom they would work with. So we've put money into the EBU, and they were one of three national societies that have done that, and we've put in the biggest amount, actually. Separately, we've been working with the Romanian and Polish societies to send materials out to those countries to be there for use by refugees when they come across from the Ukraine. And that's a combination of very logical things, canes, sort of measuring devices, some reading materials, watches, when they come to a new country, having left maybe some of these things behind or maybe lost them in transit. So we've got the first about £6,000 or £7,000 worth of goods are on the way to Romania and Poland. And we've pulled together all the VI sector charities now working collectively, pooling our resources, knowledge, etc. So guide dogs, who are very mindful of helping around dogs and pets coming over the border and helping with things like vaccination programs and welfare. We've got blind vets looking at what they can do. Clearly is a charity that's used to dealing in sort of conflict sort of situations or people coming through conflict. And we're looking at what we can do back in the UK when refugees come, through a combination of service provision, potentially housing, translation activities, welfare support, all those sorts of things. So it's a real time, evolving crisis clearly, and we're doing what we can. And every week there'll be some new news really in terms of what we've been able to do, but that's a summary so far, Alan.
Let's finish off, Matt, with some news on the See Differently Awards. There's been a big build-up to this, and the day is almost upon us.
Tuesday, the 29th of March. So, yes, it's going to be a great evening. We've got seven award categories with three people shortlisted in each, as well as a lifetime achievement winner in that group. There'll be about 250 people there, a combination of our blind and partially sighted nominees, other people from the sector and other beneficiaries and customers, some of our staff, our partners, a variety of people from different organisations and other sort of organisations within the sector. So a really good spread of people, in support of the RNIB. So the event has been, pulled together by us with a view to really optimising accessibility, from sort of contrasting tableware to use of Navilens technology around the venue, to having a visible carpet outside, to materials being available in all formats, hearing loops in play, dog bowls for guide dogs, and the ability to look after dogs. I think it'll be the most accessible event that's probably ever been put on in central London, if I'm honest. So, you know, whilst it'd be a great event to give awards, it's a great opportunity for us to actually sort of engage with partners and showcase, you know, some of those things I've mentioned, which are, you know, important work, you know, for our plan and strategy.
You have Andrea Bagley, the former winner of the Voice. She's registered blind herself. She's going to be performing there. You've got Amar Latif, the entrepreneur, your TV personality, is going to be hosting as well. Are you doing any presenting, Matt?
Well, no.
Any speeches?
I'm making a small speech at the start, but you're absolutely right. I mean, it's great we've got Amar Latif hosting, you know, very engaging character. I think he's been playing with his script and writing, you know, putting more jokes in actually to his script actually. So he will be a brilliant front man for us on the evening. And as you say, Andrew Begley, who is someone who is part of our sort of advisory group in Northern Ireland, has been a real sort of friend of the RNIB over many years. But as you said, won The Voice in its second series, I think, in 2013. And she's going to perform, actually, which is fabulous. So, you know, a great evening to have Amar and Andrea very much sort of front and centre for us on Tuesday.
I did ask her what she was going to be singing, but she refused to tell me, so it'll be a big surprise. Now, if you would like any information on the topics we've been discussing or would like any information on RNIB's work, please go to the website rnib.org.uk. You can also call the helpline on 0303 123 9999 or ask your Amazon Echo device to call RNIB's helpline. Matt, we're out of time once again. Have a great evening at the awards and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, thank you, Alan. It'd be great to come back and sort of report on events next week when we talk. I'm sure it would have been a great evening and I'll be full of enthusiasm to update you all next week. So thank you.